Wow! Hacks is back for season three. How does it feel?
Watch this. Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max. Hacks is back on Max.
Okay, let's do. Imagine me, a woman with a late night show. Pat, how was your experience? That would never happen. Imagine not because of me, it was because of no woman.
Taylor Tomlinson, Lily Singh.
I know, but they're not being given couch, and they should be given couch.
They should be given
Taylor
couch.
Taylor should be given couch.
I give great couch.
I that give would great be, couch.
That would be such that a would be joke such, in yeah. like 2013.
The subway ad would be like, she gives great couch.
We're here to talk today about the show Hacks on HBO Max.
So, hey, Pat, I'm late night. If there's a world, imagine a complete fantasy land, a utopia.
Well, it's funny that you say this because, you know, season three of Hacks really deals with Deborah's coming off of a huge win at the end of season two, and it was so fun to write.
Well, you got to keep dreaming.
I do think season three is the best season.
That is so exciting. Yeah.
And so,
well, I have to say, your clip, I'm floored. You're such a great actor. It's so funny. It's so well done. Like, the timing is exquisite. Like, it's so like. Tonally, it's just so
directed by Lucia Aniello. Yeah, so good. She's such a good director.
I was gonna say you were so well directed in that clip. Yeah. Like, tonally, it's just even. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and then they just make it is so nice when I mean I've only been in a few things on screen, but it's nice when they make you look good. And I think that
you
they
look
do
great.
A really good job.
And Hacks is back for season three. And sorry. And what I'm excited about, and you know, I'm so excited, is that so is the official Hacks podcast,
right, which I was also lucky enough to appear on.
Yes,
there's no video component, but I did show up looking absolutely next Tuesday, just in case. But so just know as you're listening to it that I look fully see you next Tuesday the whole time.
And other guests include Hannah Einbinder, of course, Jean Smart, and Jay Smith Cameron, the director of photography, the costume designer, and other members of the cast and crew. And you guys are all talking about the creative choices that went into making the show. Is that right?
Yes.
And thanks for joining me on my late night show.
Yes, we were talking about where it was fun when I went on because like we were talking about that day of shooting and like how it was. And then we also were just talking about like, as viewers will know at the end of season two, Deborah and Ava part ways. And and there is quite a bit of finality to it where many people thought it was the end of the show. So we talk about like what that process was of like coming back and deciding how we wanted to bring them together and like and when we should and that dance. And it actually is so fun. I do love TV writing. It is really fun to me, and it's so fun to talk about that process like a year later.
Pat Regan, everybody, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So you are going to get to hear all those stories. If you like that, there's a whole podcast about it. It's not this one. It's called the Hacks Official Podcast. So y'all, don't mess around. Watch my friend's show, Hacks. I'm not actually in it, which is okay. So watch Hacks and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcast. All right. Love you guys.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, bitch. Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
Hey.
Pat. Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Oh my god, and that was actually Pat.
And that was Kat who commented it on the call. Was Kat. And this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boy sex, fucking
dating, and love.
No, see, something's going on with me. Leave this in. But it's like my voice now is so much louder than your voice.
That's really?
Impossible for me to engage. No, it's good. Is that good?
Okay. I think I just can't move because my mic comes unplugged, which is a Dictina Aguilera. I'm a sort
yeah,
of bar.
I wanted.
You know what's so fucked up?
To be like you. I wanted everything.
Can I tell you a few fucked up things?
What? Yeah.
One, ready for my new favorite food alert.
Oh, wow. Give me a hint.
This is kind of crazy. It's sickening. Everyone's going to pass out, and don't make a sound until I finished what it is. So what it is, it's a pumpernickel bagel scooped.
Scooped, not
toasted. With this is, I'm embarrassed to say this, but this is my truth. With egg salad.
Okay.
Onion and tomato.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that I'm sure is incredible, but impossible to eat without being so embarrassed.
I mean, it's the most disgusting thing you can eat, and I like hide in shame and eat it in my bedroom. That's but it's something so you
eat.
Good.
That's something you eat while you watch TV, and it's like a blissful experience. But yes. Also, it's so filled with self-loathing for some reason, even though there's nothing wrong with any of those things.
There's nothing wrong. But even 6 hours later, my boyfriend's like, "Someone smells eggy," and I'm like, "Oh gar."
My boyfriend says I always smell like onions, and I always sweat out the smell of onions.
That's awesome. That's so romantic.
Something that I'm told. Yeah.
That's so romantic.
Quite often even.
Do you know what else is so kooky? Is look, I just got blood drawn, and famously, you know that my veins are, not to brag, my veins are really, really small and hard to find.
Uh-huh.
So they had to go from the hand.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
It was grotesque. And I, at one point, usually it's like, okay, we got it. But when they start another tube, it's like, oh my God, you're obsessed with me. You're being full Dracula right now.
I know. It is like, how much do you need?
How much blood do you need? It's like at this point, I was at the endocrinologist because y'all know I go for my PCOS. And I was checking up my new medicine. And so they have to check my blood and make sure like I'm still bleeding and all that. But I heard the blood like there was, and I don't mean to gross anyone out because first I'm talking about eggs, now I'm talking about blood. I mean, it's not a nice little day.
When you put those together, you're really getting something that's unappealing.
Yeah, you're really getting my day.
Oh, blood and eggs. Is there anything grosser?
There's blood and eggs inside my body.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of the woman's story is blood and eggs.
Blood and eggs.
The woman's story is only blood and eggs.
Yeah, and you had said, let's unpack it. You had such a strong reaction to that. You said immediately, is there anything worse? And that's why you are gay. Yeah.
And I'm gay.
Because you don't, if you're straight, because you like blood and eggs.
But to be fair, I also think cum is very disgusting. And that's why I'm asexual.
Okay.
I don't like blood and eggs, so I can't be straight. And I don't like cum, so I certainly can't be gay. And for that reason, I'm in between. I'm a famous in between person.
Oh my God. I love cum.
I only kind of like it. Actually, I just
so crazy today. You're going to be so. So first of all, I was famously at a women's retreat in Montana last weekend.
Oh yeah.
It was, you would have loved it. It was like no cell service. Stunning views. I could go on these like 2 hour jog walks where there was literally, first of all, 70 degrees dry and sunny. And you look around, there's no one, not even a building in sight.
Big sky starring Ryan Phillippe.
Big sky vibes.
Starring Ryan Phillippe vibes.
But wait. I got back and I was hornita. I was hornita Aguilera. I was horny. And this morning I did this. I literally became like, I became some sort of like sex robot, and I was riding my boyfriend. And at the same time, this is actually crazy. With my left hand, I reached around and put my finger in his ass.
Okay.
And then with my right hand, I reached around and kind of rubbed under his balls. And it was literally, I pressed a button. He was like, "Whoa!"
Oh my God.
I loved it. I felt That's so interesting.
The power. You know, it's funny. I forgot you were in Montana. So when we were on our text chain with our gorgeous producer, Allison.
You thought I was being rude.
No. When someone mentioned Montana, even today, like, mm-hmm. I think Allison mentioned like Montana, like getting something or like, mm-hmm. I realized it, at some point in my past, I've worked with someone whose assistant's name was Montana, and so yes. I was like, oh, Montana. In my head I was like, Montana is involved in all this. Is what I thought.
Close in a way that was happening.
I can't get that song out of my head. To be like you, so I try.
Your hair's lying down and it keep me hanging on.
Who does she want to be like? Is it a girl or a boy? So I tried to be like you. It sounds like she's talking about like a big sister or something. Or it sounds like she's talking about.
What's the chorus?
If you want to, I can save you. I can take you away from here.
Maybe it is about like a little sister, big sister.
I mean, it feels like it should be about love. No, if you're going to be singing in those tones with almost those.
Well, maybe it's about love and that like. you know, when you're trying to impress someone, you want them to like you. It's like, I wanted to be like you. I wanted to like your cool shit, dude.
But then it sounds like someone's dying when she's like, you're slipping slowly, so hurry, hold me. That to me is like a walk to remember. You're visiting in the hospital, your high school love. And you're like, oh my God, we have such limited time here. So is it about a little sister? Is it about her big sister who she wants to do everything just like?
Yeah.
Is it about a lover who like doesn't treat her that well? Mm-hmm. Or is it a walk to remember at the end of the day?
Is it a walk to remember about her big sister?
Or about her boyfriend who doesn't treat her well?
Option 4, 5, and 6, honey. Slay, hunty, slay.
Oh my God, I had the worst acai last week.
Who was saying?
I'm a huge acai slut.
Yeah, you're acai culture.
But this is my deal. This is my deal with acai. When I say
share,
I want acai.
Please share your deal.
I want like industrial grade purple ice cream with granola on top, like, and a scoop of peanut butter. Like, that's what I want to be handed to me. And so it's like, I was in Rhode Island all last week and I was given something, you know, as soon as I walked in, I was like, oh brother is what I said to myself. Cause
where
it was
art
like,
thou? Never seen it.
Neither have I. Don't understand it, but George Clooney's in it maybe.
And everyone likes the soundtrack or something?
No, that is something I really have no patience for.
Maybe people one person.
Like, I have no patience for someone liking the soundtrack of like a George Clooney movie.
No space for that. You cannot hold space for that
at this time. Go ahead. So I walk into this like in like southern Rhode Island. It's literally it's all like wood, like creaky wood. The whole place is made of. And everything is grains. There's grains everywhere. And it's like this literally 14-year-old girl with a big messy bun and the softest spoken voice is working the cash register. And she's like, hey, how can I help you? And I'm already knowing you're going to be trying to really make this a really like authentic acai experience in a way that's going to cost me everything. And so what she ends up giving you is like, I'm sure it's like the purest way that you could eat acai, but it was no flavor. It was like not even that cold. It wasn't even a dark purple. It was a light purple. And it just like really upset me so much because it also, of course, because it was purchased at a space like that, it cost $64 for one spoon of it.
45 cents.
But
$64.45.
And then I just had like this, I was like in a hotel room all weekend. So, you know, when you're in a hotel room by yourself, it's a time and space.
And
stops.
You're in heaven.
You're in heaven, but also like, it's kind of similar to the bloody eggs that you had where like you're in heaven and you're blessed out. But like then there's a part of you that just is feeling so disconnected.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Also, you know, it's so funny because we were talking on the phone and then I called you back, but I waited too long and I knew I waited too long. Yeah. And like so when you didn't pick up, I was like, I get it.
Yeah, no, I was I had something at that point and I was like,
it's okay. I feel like I had something to tell you.
I was like, she missed it.
I missed the memo. So this morning was chaos because I'm going to LA for a job, and that means that I now like can't get COVID, and so now I had to cancel my birthday show and party.
I know.
Situation.
That's a bummer.
It is such a bummer, but it's also like there is no greater gift than me getting to.
I know. Get a job. It is really exciting. I'm really happy.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I feel like honestly, especially with COVID being like literally back for more for no reason. I just want to throw a big party in September instead.
My cousin's like partner got COVID and he's like a surgeon and like so careful and he has obviously like a million. He drinks the vaccine for breakfast every morning.
And acai,
he has
acai vaccine.
Not to move away from this, but like, do you know what I mean when I say there's like in a healthy place, it's always so much like old wood inside that the place is made out of, and it's like a 15-year-old girl with the messiest messy bun you could ever imagine, and she only whisper talks. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and in my mind, she's wearing like 45 friendship bracelets up her arm.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's like
okay,
and like obviously like an apron, and she honestly, I'm gonna say it, like has an amazing rack. Usually those girls have an amazing rack.
I feel like with healthy, to quote Pat Regan, with healthy comma with healthy, it's like if you go too far then it just becomes like watery dirt and you have to go, we want like half healthy half chemical for our family.
For me, I would be so happy just only having chem for the rest of my life. But secondly, I was in, oh yeah, and then we should talk about that we have to postpone our amazing live show.
I know, I'm sad to do that, but I think it'll be even better than ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you reach out about doing...
Yeah, I'm gonna do my DC show that day, which is crazy.
Wait, that's perfect.
It's perfect to me, Heaven. But I mean, it's perfect because I would have like not wanted to do it, but having fun in, I had so much fun in, and when I say DC, I mean Arlington.
Sure.
I had so much fun down there that I'm like, oh, I would love to do that again, actually, up in New York. But what I will say is I met so many wonderful people who came to the show who listened to the pod, and a lot of them were like, either were like, I was at your last live show in Brooklyn, like the RC Treatment Live, or they're like, I'm going to this one. And I was like, oh my God, people really travel for it, which felt so sweet.
That's the sweetest thing I ever heard in my life.
But I feel so bad for those people who did see me then, and now they're like, theoretically. Well, I would tell those people, don't even worry about coming to this.
No, but also I feel like it's different. It's going to be different.
It could be different in the Bauhaus, for sure.
What do you feel about me being your genre, by which I mean like in your decade?
Oh, I like it. You're ready. You're definitely ready, I think.
I definitely feel like I've grown a lit since we started. It's actually sad and beautiful, but since we started this podcast, I've grown so much physically and spiritually.
Truly, same.
I may have gained 30 pounds, but I'm also okay spending time alone.
Yes, and you're...
And not getting absolutely fucked up every day.
And you've gained 30 pounds of spiritual.
I've gained 30... I've gained 30 pounds of absolute spiritual goodness, whole 30 approved acai blood egg cum.
Sold to you by a 15-year-old with a messy bun and incredible rack. Am I in the arrested for saying that? Gays can say that kind of thing because I don't want...
In my mind, she's 18.
No, she is 18, but a young-looking 18. I hope this is all okay with you saying. Do you know what I mean? I'm just saying, I'm not... If anything, this is a comment on the health industry in general where I'm like...
People have tits too big? Healthy girls have too big tits.
I have to be honest about a couple of things. For one, I watched the first episode of White Lotus finally.
You didn't like it? I'm obsessed with
it. I don't like it as much as a lot of other people like it, but I'm sure it'll...
It was hyped too much for you.
That's what always happens to me. That's what happened to me with Fleabag.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me with... I can't remember what else. But I am so attracted to Sydney Sweeney sexually.
I know. She's so hot. She was
in Euphoria. She gave me such like a sexual moment.
Yeah, she's your type.
Yeah, I know. I was like kind of disappointed because Angela didn't watch Euphoria. So...
Oh, it's so good.
So I wanted to be like, when I saw that Sydney Sweeney was in it, because I actually didn't know that until I started watching it. I was like, wait till you see your body. It's incredible. And then they I don't think they were trying to emphasize it as much as they did in Euphoria, so it wasn't...
I feel like they were really they were almost desexualizing her in White Lotus.
Yeah,
I think,
please don't desexualize her.
But it's beautiful. Like, she can play multiple different types.
Oh, totally. And I knew she could. But if you're trying
she's
to...
She's so good in the show.
If you're trying to show your boyfriend how, like, sexual you feel around her, then you want her to be, like, bringing that to the table.
Absolutely. She embarrassed
me. She embarrassed me. I was like, oh my God, this is not the Sydney I know and love, but I love this one, of course. But I'm just saying...
But this isn't the one I wanted to introduce. You didn't want to bring her home to mommy.
I could very successfully be gay with this Sydney Sweeney. And in Euphoria, Sydney Sweeney, I simply can be gay in some moments.
Oh my God. I love the show. So it's making me laugh so hard. Do you love the gay?
The gay. I don't know if I'm up to the gay yet.
The gay's the main guy, the one who the manager.
Oh, the Osh? He hasn't been gay yet.
Oh, sorry. No spoilies.
Spoiler.
I love when he's like, Belinda behind you. And she's like, Belinda behind me. That makes me laugh.
Jennifer is so talented. It's crazy. Which is like, am I even saying that? Because it's like not news. And like, no one even.
I know it's boring for us to say it, so we'll just go over it. But it is, of course,
in the pilot, she says, Belinda, it's me at one point. And it's so funny because it's just like, it's like no one else could say the line, Belinda, it's me. And that would be so funny. She's like, Belinda, it's me.
I know. She's so good. I'm really loving watching it. And I'm all caught up. So there's just one more episode.
I'm sure I'll love it. I mean, I definitely love the kind of setup of like someone's dad.
Also, Connie Britton's so good in it.
Of course. I mean, that's also something that's not news.
A horse, of course.
And wait, the other thing I have to say is the young girl on her honeymoon. She, to me, I've never gotten Tiffany Amber Thiessen's niece so much as I get from her.
Whose niece?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen's niece.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Tiffany Amber Thiessen is?
Am I stupid?
Yeah, she's Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell.
I never watched that show.
She's from 90210 as well.
Tiffany, what's it called?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Okay, first of all, calm down.
No, it's just like I hate when our generational gap is so exposed, like in public. Oh, like wow. This.
Do you know her now that you're looking at her?
Oh, wow. She looks, yes, she does look like the aunt of the bride.
Thank you. They have the same eyes.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Angela said this thing about her.
The way she spells her name is so scary.
Oh, yeah, I know. Angela says this thing about her that I actually really agree with about the bride, where he was like, she's almost like a comment on the idea of a young actress, because she just seems like such a young actress, whoever plays her. And she is, to be fair, she is.
She's really good. This the first thing that comes up when I Google Tiffany Amber Thiessen is Daily Mail. Saved by the Bell's Tiffany Amber Thiessen shows off her ample cleavage.
I love that. I love the amazing journalism that we do in this country.
That actually isn't that UK.
Orcar.
UK, more like Orcar.
It's finally, I have to talk about like the process. This is my first time that I went right from one season of Love Island to a second. And it's
okay, so first of all, tell me what you thought about the end of season two.
It's so anticlimactic, isn't it?
I think it almost always is, because halfway through you like understand who's who and what's what.
You definitely, it gets to a high point, and then the last like three episodes, it also just gets really sad, because it's like there's no reunion. So it's, to me, like, I feel like their aftercare system isn't good enough. Like, when a season of reality show ends, I need to be held. I need to be embraced by like a community of people that all come together and say like, this is how we feel now that we watched the show back.
Absolutely, totally. And also, but the fun part of Love Island, which I think you already broke the cardinal rule, but the fact that and spoiler alert, if you haven't seen season two of Love Island, and if you want to watch it, cover those pretty little ears. Kara and Nathan still together. Alex and Olivia. The Alex and Olivia was really shocking for me.
Yeah, that was surprising for me too. I didn't know any of that until I got done. But then when I read, Kara and Nathan like broke up, and then I was reading this thing about them, and it was like, they had a baby, got together, then broke up, but then got back together when she was pregnant with her second baby. I was like, cool.
Yeah, sure. But what I love, Nathan on his Instagram story is always talking about like, I think he's like Republican or whatever.
It's called. Really?
I sound stupid.
Whatever UK version is.
He's conservative. But what was I going to say? He always talks about how he's not ashamed that he got hair plugs.
That's cool.
I think that's powerful to me. Yeah. But anyways, I wish everyone the best who does that program. But I fucking love season three, so I'm excited for you.
I'm really upset kind of about who doesn't follow who though from season two.
I didn't notice that.
Zara follows kind of everyone. Malin follows most people, but like Olivia doesn't follow.
Whoa.
Doesn't follow Sophie's old account.
Oh, that's sad.
And then Olivia doesn't follow, I don't think, Malin even. No, Olivia and Malin follow each other. Olivia, I don't think, follows like Zara, and she doesn't follow Katie. Olivia doesn't follow Katie, but she follows Scott.
Rikard
follows everyone, which I love.
Whoa.
Almost no one follows Emma, which I'm obsessed with.
When Emma had full penetrative sex on camera.
so that quote, they wouldn't show it.
Yeah, that was incredible when she's like riding him. I was like, I'm full Emma. I'm Emma.
Knowing her strategy was that so that if she showed so much of the sex and they couldn't show it on TV legally, so she thought she found this amazing loophole and then they just showed it.
Oh, gotta love it.
Anyways.
But so what do you think of season three so far?
I just started. I'm still figuring it all out. I love Camilla.
Oh my God. She is, the fact that she's on the show, it makes no sense in any way.
Yeah, she's so calm and like scared, it seems.
She's unique. I'm obsessed with Amber.
I like Amber a lot too. I said she loves the cock, and so I have a big respect for that.
What's not to respect?
Anyways, but yeah, I feel like we're alienating those who don't watch.
Sorry. Okay, let's go back to business, talking about blood, eggs.
What are you doing this week? Well, you're quarantining, essentially.
Yeah, what's crazy is, yes, I had to, basically, I just had to cancel a bunch of stuff. I'm still going to do Bell House because everyone's going to wear a mask and it's like far from the audience vibes, whereas like being at Club Cummings, like essentially just like making group out with everyone who's there.
It's ultimately group.
It's ultimately having group, is that? But yeah, now I'm just like, I gotta clean. I'm in a place, and this is such an interesting place to be, where I have like more dirty clothes than I've ever had. I have suitcases. I have stuff to return. It's a boring life, but
yeah,
I'm excited for my birthday.
I can't believe you're gonna be gone for a month, huh?
I know, huh?
I saw you want to exchange places with someone.
Yeah, no one kind of responded.
To be honest, I saw that and I was like, sweetie, what are the chances?
Well, it's not such a crazy idea.
It's not such a crazy idea, but at the same time, what are the chances?
Yeah, it's like, it would be nice if it worked out, but I don't need it. I can maybe stay. I'm going to stay with Amy for a bit. I can stay with my cousin.
Yeah. Your other cousin. How many cousins are you having in LA at this point? Was Allison the one who drove you away that time?
Yeah.
So who's the other cousin? Oh, wait, your gay cousin?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you would stay with him. I didn't know you guys were like that.
We are like that. I've stayed with him before.
Oh.
He and his boy. They just got a new house, I think.
It's so interesting when you engage.
When I have a gay cousin?
No, it's when you engage with a gay adult. For me, I get so paranoid that the gay adult thinks I want to hook up with them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I feel that way about any straight guy. I'm like, okay, I'm not into you. Calm down.
I know. I was going to see my aunt's friend when I was down in near D.C. this week, who is like a gay adult. And
gay adult, TM. That'll be your first memoir.
I was so worried the gay adult was going to think I was like, you know what
gay
I mean?
Gay adult. I mean, yeah.
When I say gay adult, I mean like someone who was an adult like 20 years ago. Anyone Gen X or above. When you're gay, you could really not. When you're gay, you're not an adult till almost 50, really.
Yeah, I agree with that as a straight from afar.
As a gay, you're ultimately a teen until you're at like 48. It's true.
It's science, honey. Get over it.
I just drew the coolest thing on my enormous whiteboard, which is...
Will you show me? Okay. Is it just like a design or is it like a thing? Actually a great artist.
I have a weird obsession with drawing this specific thing. I always draw it. One second. Let me just finish.
I wonder if I've seen it before.
It's definitely not like a unique thing that's like never been drawn by man or
is
beast.
Is it an eye? Because man or beast... listeners, we're getting the slow turnaround. Is it an eye?
An eye, a bloodshot.
Yeah, that's
eye.
I knew it's your favorite thing to draw.
Why am I always drawing bloodshot eye lately?
Maybe it has something to do with like being high.
Being high.
Like, don't your eyes get bloodshot?
Oh yeah. No, it's not about that though. No offense.
Okay. Do you want to do? It's okay. No offense taken. Do you want to do a letter for help?
1,000,000,000%.
Tiffany Thiessen.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. I can't believe you didn't know her.
Not even close.
Do you know Elizabeth Berkley?
Is she blonde?
She can be blonde, certainly. She's in Striptease.
Is she the one in...
These are the three.
Yeah,
it's
I know
Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Elizabeth Berkley, and Lara Voorhees. And they are the three women who raised me from the crib to the cradle. To the big city to the cradle and back again.
Yeah, I never I don't know them, but they sound cool.
They're the three at the end of the day.
at the end of the day, love light.
And then Lara Voorhees and Elizabeth Berkley like didn't come back for the last season. And so what those like weirdo producers of Saved by the Bell did do is they just like wrote in this new girl who loved motorcycle, and she was like in the friend group, but they didn't shoot it. So they aired it non-sequentially. So like every other episode, it would be like the original cast, and then like the next episode, two of the main characters for 6 years would just be gone. There would just be this random girl who loved motorcycles named Tori. And it was really crazy. It was a really gaslighting experience. And it was almost offensive as an audience member.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
As an audience member and a participant in my life. I just had the experience that I think all of us who listen to this podcast and make this podcast have felt, where your friend thinks it's cool and kind to kind of send you photos from an event you've been to.
Yeah.
So I just actually got 10 photos texted to me from the weekend, and I'm trying to accept that.
Yeah. It's really important to accept.
How do you accept your form?
I don't know. I watched the Erica Jane documentary last night.
Oh, I need to watch that because Chris Murphy.
I didn't know Chris Murphy was in it, so it was so funny. It's the crew they got to, like, because first of all, it starts with Danielle Staub, who is a Real Housewife of New Jersey, who says first sentence out of her mouth, she's like, "I know Erica Jane from watching her on the show." And it's like, yeah, so do all of us, Danielle. And then there's another random Real Housewives of Beverly Hills who was never on it at the same time. And they're all talking like they're very involved. And then Chris Murphy. And I was like, I love this crew. I love this crew.
It sounds like it was really more of a family than anything else.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's what's happening with me. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers,
say anything, that.
Yes, is that there's always a catch. So when I first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month, I thought, honey, what's the catch? But after speaking with them and using their service, it all made sense. There isn't one.
Mm-mm. Mint Mobile's secret sauce, as they say, is that they're the first company in actually history, human history, to sell wireless service online only. By cutting out retail stores, for once, there's no crazy overhead costs that get passed down to you, who's done nothing wrong, in the form of mystery fees. Instead, Mint just passes on sweet, sweet savings direct to you. And honestly, like, they did send us a SIM card. I'll come out and say that publicly. And I found it really, their service really is good. I always have bars. I have more bars than I could even know what to do with in terms of service. And so it really is just a cheaper way to have a cell phone, one of the famous things to have in these times.
And what's cool is that for people looking for extra savings, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with your existing contacts.
And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee.
So switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month.
To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/seek treatment. That's mintmobile.com/seek treatment.
Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/seek treatment.
Okay, we're ready for a letter, though.
Hi, guys. I loved your little message in the beginning. I have a bit of a story, but I'll keep it really quick because I know it's just a letter for help. My boyfriend, who I'm addicted to and in love with, very much so in love with, I went through his damn text messages. Okay, sorry, me. Sorry on my bad. But I found that he had been texting a woman who he used to sleep with, but they're more friends now, and they've been friends recently. So we just, you know, so I'm sad. It's like hurt in my body. But this is like the greatest thing I've ever had in my life. And so I'm wondering, like, just any advice, like, will all men do this? So I should just keep it good and keep it, you know, try to make it through this, or like, I don't know, any advice on this? And I mean, do I believe him? How do I build back trust, et cetera, et cetera? Okay. I really do love you guys. Bye-bye.
Oh. Wait, I'm sorry. So did she?
Yeah, what did the messages say?
Yeah, we don't know that, right? Because then she was like, should I believe him? Like, did she confront him about the messages? So first of all, I think don't feel bad about reading his messages. Like, when it comes to messages, they were written to be read. There is some part of the human brain that it's like, read messages and like no one will ever know. You know what I mean? Like, I totally.
It's tricky though, because it's like obviously. The thing is, you only say like, don't read my phone when like you are hiding something. Totally. Otherwise, you wouldn't give a fuck. So it's like, I agree. Just like, but it's like. I don't know. I've never really done that. Have you done that?
This is so random, but not to like a significant other, but I've read friends' messages, but not yours. Mm-hmm. And I actually can't even say the context I've read messages in, because I think the person listens to the podcast.
Okay. Well, shout out to that person.
But it was a really stupid reason I read them, but I don't feel bad. But I think in a relationship, it's kind of like, I don't know. I mean,
I feel like in a relationship, like I know that Brian like knows my phone password.
And it's like, sure it's mine.
Yeah, and it's like you can see whatever's on my. If there was something on my phone that he couldn't see, then there's probably like something afoot.
There have been times I think when I have where he Angelo's taking my phone and I've gotten anxiety for no reason. Mm-hmm, like I was like, there's nothing on that I wouldn't want you to see, but I also for some reason I'm very uncomfortable with this. But I think that just comes from years of sort of like compartmentalizing different parts of myself and not letting anyone to truly see.
Oh, totally. Me. I get such anxiety when even a friend uses like my phone or my computer. I'm like, I get freak out. But I think the only thing I don't want him to see is like, I feel like there's definitely been instances in the past where I've been like texting a friend like about a problem we're having. And I'm like, oh, I don't want you to like, that's not.
Totally.
I think that is, I'm allowed to have like that kind of privacy. Like I can talk about our relationship in a way that I wouldn't talk to him about necessarily. Cause it's like, you know.
That's actually really true. So I don't know. You actually shouldn't go through people's phones. I just decided.
I mean, it's tricky. It's like,
but my main thing is like, what did the text say now?
I know we don't have enough information. So we have to go on what we have.
Let's do both scenarios. Okay. Let's say they're like sexting.
What do you think about A? So if, yeah, sorry. Do both scenarios. You're right.
But what's A?
A is like, are you, are exes allowed to be friends with exes?
Exes, candles, they seem to haunt me.
You know what I say? You know what I'm saying? Like if I was.
Did you know?
I feel like sometimes there are people I'm actually friends with who I've had sex with, but it's rare.
Do you know what I learned this weekend? Just really quickly.
Yeah, of course.
The girl who sings X's handles, they seem to haunt me. You know that song?
I don't.
You don't know the song X's and O's, they seem to haunt me?
Is that the Saved by the Bell?
X's and O's. No, it's a song.
I'm sorry. Don't be mad at me. I can't know everything.
Well, this isn't going to affect you then, unfortunately. The girl who sings it is Rob Schneider's daughter.
It still affects me in a certain way.
Wait, how can you not know that song?
Maybe you're not singing it right.
X's and L King.
L King?
Do you know it, Allison?
Does Allison know it?
She knows it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm not cool. Oh, I know this. Yeah,
are you sure? Because I was singing it perfectly now.
Yeah, no, so what you missed was,
I never sang those parts in songs. Yeah, where they just go, okay. Where they just do like a vowel sound.
You sang it like X's and O's, but no. That's the kind of song that I know the tune, but I would never.
X's and O's, they seem to haunt me.
Okay, that's better. That's better than I thought.
I don't know different notes. I only know a couple notes. What's it gonna say? Mm-hmm. Allison, are you surprised that it's Rob Schneider's daughter? You did. Oh, you knew it. So you weren't. So you were surprised. Okay. I just wanted someone to be surprised, like how I was. I just wanted to share that with someone in this world of sin.
On this big blue marble.
I can't believe you said I didn't do the right note. Okay. Anyways, what's A?
A was just like, how would you feel if your boyfriend was friends with someone he used to sleep with? Genuine friends.
I don't think I would. It just so depends. I mean, Angela's,
it's different for Angela's best friends. Is that bad to say?
Angela's best friends with his ex-GF.
That's true, actually. You're a shining beacon of light in that respect.
So, but it's a girl, so it's, I don't feel competitive with her.
I don't love, like, I don't know. Like, my BF has straight female friends, but they've never had, like, and that he texts and, like, gets meals with, but he doesn't have history with any of them. Yeah. So I'm like, whatever.
I have to be honest.
And they, for the most part, have boyfriends or girlfriends.
Yeah. It's a little.
Straight, you know what I mean?
It's a little gay.
Suspect.
It's a little gay.
Uh-huh.
Of him to do that.
Go on.
I'm just kidding.
What do you think? My first response was like, okay, just don't say anything because it makes you look like a psycho. But then it's like, what were the messages? Were they actually bad? Because then you should say something.
If they were bad, then yeah, I think like that's like the beautiful catch-22 of going through someone's phone is like, it's the famous thing of like, you shouldn't have been reading it. And it's like, well, unfortunately, you don't get to be mad about that because I found something that is even worse. You know what I mean? Like basically, if you're going through someone's phone, like they get to be mad at you unless you are lucky enough to find something
horrible,
in which case case you get the amazing privilege of being the one who gets to be really mad.
Oh my God, I wonder who gets to be really mad in this situation.
If it's just texting and chatting, then I think
I wouldn't say anything.
No, I think like we have,
if it's, especially like, you never know if this girl's like obsessed and he's just being kind by like responding, you know what I mean?
Right. And maybe he's just the kind of sensitive man that can have a female friend, which honestly I think is ideal, right?
I mean, I think like Pat and I both agree that unless it was explicit that they've been like romantic, then you should just leave it be and like see what happens. But also the thing about Pat and I is we don't we change our minds really often for no reason, so we could be completely wrong and we literally love you.
Yes. And also if, and I, and we also agree that if it is like sexual and stuff, then you get the amazing prize, privilege, which is to get to be so fucking upset,
the privilege of being the scorned woman.
Yeah, that's what we feel. Yeah.
I had a dream that Bri cheated on me, and in the dream I like posted on my social media like, so it happened, my boyfriend cheated on me. And I'm like, I probably would do that. I'd be like, fuck you, my boyfriend just cheated on me, bye.
I was gonna say I think I had a really sexual dream last night, but I can't seem to remember it. Can I
had a sex dream about the actress Julia Fox.
Do you know, I don't know who that is.
She's really hot.
Do you know that I've never in my life had what they call a wet dream? And I always, when I was little,
really?
When I was quote unquote little, I used to feel really bad about that.
Before you were a gay adult, which you're not yet.
Yeah. Like, you know, in your teenage years, everyone's always talking about wet dreams. Yeah. Like, oh, I had a wet dream last night. I never had that. Never came in my sleep. And I have in recent months been having dreams that are sexual in nature that I feel really close to coming, and I wake up kind of like feeling really close to coming.
Yeah.
Is that cool?
That's awesome. Did I tell you, you know what me and Brian's new thing is?
Filming
ourselves.
Oh, really? Oh God. I don't know if
yeah,
I
we made a really hot, we made a really hot sex.
I used to hook up with this guy whose grinder name was Bayman, and he was he was actually the guy who fucked me in a sex swing, who demanded to fuck.
Oh, I'll never forget him. I'll never
because
forget
quote
the
unquote
work
his,
he did for the community.
Because quote unquote his bed wasn't made. And he was like 40 plus. He lived on Long Island. It was when I was like just getting sober. He was the one who always wanted me to bite his nipples so hard that it felt like I was gonna bite them off, and I would get really scared and I would stop biting them, and he would like be like, do you want me not to get hard or what, you want me to be soft? And I'd be like, no, I'm just like afraid of hurting your nipples.
Oh my God, ow.
But then he'd be really nice afterwards. He had a husband who always traveled for work.
Okay.
But he's like someone who I have as a model of like gay adult who lives in like a suburban space and like has a
which
lawn.
You always said isn't shouldn't be allowed.
It just doesn't feel right to me. It gives me a headache when I think about two men. I think about two men being married and living with a lawn. God. It gives me a headache. I'm not saying that's good. I'm saying that's something I'm struggling with. But if you're gay and you do have a lawn, then I think that that's really cool that you've been able to overcome that. But the way
maybe it's you who wants the lawn.
I'm sure I would love a lawn. Are you kidding me? I'm working towards not getting a headache over it.
Yeah, your lawn.
What about it gives me a literal migraine when gays have lawns? Not lesbians. I think lesbians absolutely should have huge lawns.
That makes sense. Maybe it's just like, I don't know, internalized homophobia.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, the classic.
My main personality trait, of course.
Oh my God, I can't believe how crazy everything is with Deltina.
I know.
I had such a... Brian always comments when I have a thought that's like societal and not like stupid. Uh-huh. Like if I have a thought that's at all related to like politics or like worldly affairs or even just anything topical, he's like, ooh, societal.
That's
and I had such a societal thought, which was like, this can't be good for Delta Airlines.
Oh, I know. You know
which what? I just flew on yesterday.
I have to be honest. I saw someone tweet that already.
Well, I would never in 1,000 years tweet that.
I know.
Because I'm so fucking innovative and everything I touch is so fucking brilliant.
You know, for no reason, I flew first class to from Providence to DC.
Fuck yes.
I mean, there was one
class is heaven.
I mean, mine wasn't very good. It was only an hour and a half flight, and you could tell I didn't even like care. Like it was like a joke first class, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, like, that's like when I did first class to Chicago and they just like give you a biscuit. It's like no one cares.
I didn't even get a biscuit, I guess, because of like these times we're in. But it was fine. But what was I gonna say?
Holding.
Okay. Oh, I want to, I wouldn't mind hooking up with Bayman one more time. No, you go.
Thank God we got that out. I that'd be hot. Did you watch the incredible, I didn't expect it to be good, but it was incredible, the Love is Blind reunion?
I did. Yes,
oh,
I did.
Oh my, there's so much to unpack.
You know, a really famous thing happened. Oh yeah, I promised someone in my DMs that we would talk about it. So okay, thank God you brought it up.
Let's get into it.
A really famous thing happened, which was committed by Amber, which is a cardinal sin of a reality show follow-up, be it a reunion episode, be it the next season. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's this, it's when you have the audience on your side one season, and so you get so confident from how people are treating you online where it airs, that the next time you're on screen, you completely overplay your hand, and then you lose them. And Amber did that, and she sent us all in my experience, straight over to Jessica's side. And oh. I'm like, chill the fuck out. Like, oh my God, calm down. You're being mean.
I mean, I never thought I would be Team Jessica, but the way that Barnett ignored her giving the gift,
yeah,
was
Barnett
so,
fucking sucks.
So psychotic. I mean, he's living in absolute fear of his wife, which is beautiful. He is like literally shaking whenever she comes around.
Like, if someone hands you a Tiffany bag, like, yeah, maybe, why? Because she got drunk and was like, "Are you sure you want to marry this rando girl?"
Yeah, that you've known for 3 days.
Yeah, and seen for like 2 days.
I'm happy that Jessica has a boyfriend. And also, wait, what did you think of all this stuff with Mark?
I liked it. I was like, since when are Amber and Mark like ride or die? Like, I have your back. No matter what, I will kill for you.
Obviously, one of the highlights was that how the girl who named LC, who was not even on the original show, came back and made the show about her. And then she was like, when she started talking about the pandemic, that was incredible. And she's like, I have asthma.
I know. Yes. Insane. That was amazing. Yes, I remembered LC only when like I really thought about it. I love Diamond, like, really made it, like, she like,
oh,
really
Diamond
got hers,
really came into her own. Yeah,
yeah, it was really exciting.
Lauren hates Cameron.
Lauren, oh, do you think Lauren so looks really gorgeous? I mean, she always has, but she really looked beautiful.
So Cameron's like sobbing, crying, and she's literally doing the bare minimum. She's like, oh, love you, babe. I was like, this is dark.
I think by that point I had like was playing two dots or something, and I wasn't like paying attention.
Vintage.
Did I tell you I re-downloaded it? I'm
no, that's huge for us.
Struggling with it again. I'm struggling with it.
With your addiction. Wait, but the highlight of the entire reunion was the most haunted person of all time,
Francesca.
Damien Powers.
Oh my God, I know.
And Francesca. First of all, there's for him saying that he expresses himself through driving a Porsche.
I know. Me and Angelo have an official rule in our house, and that we're actually going to have our kids do, where you're never allowed to call him Damien. You always have to call him Damien Powers. So
oh my
I'm glad
God.
That you. I'm glad that you follow their rule.
My Giannina impression is, I love you, Damien Powers. You are my light.
Angelo has a good Giannina impression where he goes, Damien Powers, will you marry me?
Oh my God, that was so scary. But then the second thing, so then there's this, first of all, him being 29 is SOS.
Wait,
vibe.
He's 29?
He's 29 and Francesca's 27, Giannina's age.
What was I watching? Oh, yeah. What was I watching? Was it that I was watching where everyone was younger than me? I think it must have been.
Haunted.
Even the older people were really being younger than me and something I was recently watching. It must have been that.
Oh, and also, so then he's like trying to get blackout in the middle of the day.
I know.
And she's like, let's get blackout drunk. I'm like, this is so
scary. So Francesca's original show is Too Hot to Handle.
Okay, so I'm coming at it from a place, and this, I'm sure a lot of you listeners came at it from this place too, where you hadn't even seen Too Hot to Handle.
So
you really didn't know what's happening.
I mean, I didn't know Francesca beforehand. I had only seen a little bit of the second season of Too Hot to Handle, but it is an incredible show, and I actually think you should watch it. I think you would love it, because do you know the premise of it?
That they can't fuck.
They can't touch even. And if they do, they start losing money as a team. So everyone gets mad at each other if they like touch each other. It's like, I was fucking in a bed with fucking Amber. She's so fucking hot. I can touch her, dude. And now you went and fucking hooked up with Brittany?
That sounds really highbrow.
It is highbrow.
But anyways, Love is Blind reunion was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Did you watch Sex/Life?
I watched the first like 2 or 3 episodes.
So bad.
I saw the big dick.
So bad. You know that is CGI?
CGI cock? No, I've heard everything.
Or at the very least prosthetic. And
I know what I want for my 30th.
Balls. The balls in White Lotus too were so not realistic.
I know. Same. I think her nipples on Sex Life are fake too.
They are.
Which is cool.
Okay, let's do another letter.
Yeah. I think it's so powerful that I've shown my live nipples on television.
Yeah. You should have done press that.
On cable / streaming.
Hi, Kat and Pat. So I need your help.
Hey.
Okay, I work for this really wealthy lady, and she pays me like well over minimum wage in New York, like $20 an hour. And it's not too hard physically, but it can be mentally exhausting. And also, she pays me under the table, so I don't have to pay tax, which is pretty great. Anyway, she's old money and always talks about how she went to school with Jackie O, like, et cetera. But sometimes the things she asks me to do are pretty fucked up. Like, she'll tell me to leave a bad review at this small business for messing up her order slightly. Or, like, there was a wheelchair ramp inserted in her building lobby, and she had me write a letter asking them to remove it because it's unsightly.
Oh,
and also
my
politically,
God.
She's on the other side of the aisle, and it's hard working for someone like that. But anyway, she makes me feel pretty insecure about myself because maybe I'm not as refined as her, but she's kind of like low-key mean to me sometimes. And the thing is, I know I'm replaceable, so if I complain, she'd like fire me, but she really genuinely likes me. And I think I'm like the closest thing to a family member she has. So I feel kind of bad like leaving her, but at the same time, it's really good money for not that much work, and I really need the money as a broke college student. But yeah, the silver lining is that when I'm running errands for her, I listen to Seek Treatment to make it more tolerable. So yes, I love you guys. And what do I do? Help. P.S. Please do another Seek Culture app with Matt and Bo. Thanks. Bye.
Aw, thank you, Queen. First of all, I'd say your job is literally the same job as Dory has on Search Party Season 1.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's one of my favorite lines in TV. It's so funny where she goes, someone asks her what she does, and she's like, I'm an assistant for a lady who's married.
That's funny.
So good. What do you think? I think, you know,
this is one of these jobs you see on TV, like, for instance, the show you reference, Search Party, and you wonder who gets to have them in real life. I mean, to me, it feels, from an anthropological standpoint, in addition to being good money, it feels very interesting to me to get to see one of those people, how they are. I understand that it seems to be taxing on your conscience. For certain ones, I was like, I wonder if she'll check Yelp and see if you left the review. I was like, maybe for that, you can try to just not do them. I'm assuming she'll want to see the letter that you send requesting that her building not be handicap accessible. I mean... I don't know. I mean, I see what you mean in that, like, if you're not doing these things, she will get someone else to do them. So it's like, in one sense, it's like, why not you be the one who gets the money since you need it? On the other hand, there's also a million jobs in New York, and they all suck for sure. But, but you know, you could find something else. I mean, you could always nanny. That's about $20 an hour, usually under the table. Like, that can be something if you want.
Yeah, that was my thought, too. I think you could make like 15 to 20 babysitting. But anyone you work for is probably going to be crazy and like doing crazy shit.
Yeah, basically, when you're young in New York, you have to sort of work for these really crazy rich people who are older.
I just like, yeah, I mean, it's like I've had so many shitty jobs like that. But I also hear what you're saying and agree that she's doing some pretty vile shit. So, you know, if you can... maybe start looking for a new thing, but I wouldn't be too hard on yourself.
Worry about like being her only friend because like, but I also think it's worth it. Like if you, I think look around, see if you have other options. And if you have like kind of somewhere else to land, maybe try voicing that to her, like how you're feeling. Maybe it could be a learning experience to her, and like 99% she like curses you out and it's like, no, but at least you said it. And you, and it's, you know, if you're going to quit anyways, why not at first just like on your way out, be like, also it kind of sucks. You know what I mean?
That'd be so powerful. I'm so like Devil Wears Prada.
And it would, yeah. And then even if she like still like sucked, like,
she'll think about you.
She'll think about you anytime like she feels like a bitch. I wonder.
That's a good one.
It also kind of reminds me of Hacks, to be honest.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that yet, but I love it.
Thank you. Okay, so
you're welcome.
All right, so I think we saved that person's life, and we also saved the life of her employer. Thank God, and all the her employer's future employees. Oh my God, my hand is covered in ink.
Not again.
Leave that in.
Oh my God, I feel like depressed, but I don't know why.
I'm rubbing the ink all over my leg now.
I feel scared of something, but I don't know why.
It's because you're like canceling a bunch of shit. So you feel like, oh, I hope this is okay.
Yeah, it always feels a little bad. Oh my God, I saw a picture of a ghost.
Really?
It really fucked me up.
I don't believe in that.
My friend had an image that like someone had like these security cameras in their house and the dog was barking like crazy. And when they looked at the footage, there was like this ghost.
Oh, you know who wants to come on the podcast? And I think we should definitely have them.
Who?
That girl, May, Angela's cousin.
Yes.
Who was like a stripper in Prague for a long time. She's now has this new steady boyfriend who's like a politician. And she wants to come on and be like, we're the stripper and the politician. Ask us anything.
Okay. That sounds incredible.
I know. We have to have them on.
That sounds fabuloso. What was I going to do?
We in the car.
We ride slow. We doing things that the girls don't do. What are you going to have for dinner?
Incredible question. My eating story today is that I had a breakfast wrap when I got up. And then I had cereal with peanut butter for lunch. Because like if I have a substantial breakfast, then I don't mind having something like that for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I'm just so sick of deciding what to have for dinner. Does it never end?
It never ends. But I kind of like doing the pot at this time randomly. It's like winding down.
Totally. Eating. Did I ever tell you my Orlando Bloom story about eating choices? To call it mine is a stretch, and to call it a story is a stretch. But I know someone who worked for College Humor, a really famous comedic website.
Hilarious.
And that person was telling me one time that they actually did a video with Orlando Bloom one time. And so Orlando Bloom was on set, and there was a person whose full-time staff job, 40 hours a week, I'm assuming, was just to stand near Orlando Bloom and be like, Orlando, it's time for your shake. And like and he never made an eating decision his whole life. And it always was just like this random, like, 27-year-old like fitness guru, which is like I obviously tell my eating disorder lady about the Orlando Bloom thing all the time, and we literally she'll be like, and I think this comes back to your Orlando Bloom fantasy.
That's not my fantasy at all. My fantasy is like me getting to pick egg bagels and never having to gain weight.
I used to when I was
not that little, it's good or bad. I'm trying to help myself.
When I was little, I used to wish that I could eat Taco Bell all day, and it would be equal to doing crunches. Like I wish that it was a world where you eat Taco Bell and it had the same effect of doing crunches for every taco you ate.
That reminds me of how I invented TiVo in my mind because I wanted to watch the Rugrats by typing it in.
I'll always remember someone in my grade. It's so funny. I think about this all the time. In like second grade, an early, early memory I have is like this kid who would like later hate me because he was like athletic and I was gay. But like it was in second grade before we knew
that famous collab.
But we didn't know that yet. We were only in second grade, so we like still talked once in a while.
Cool.
And he had this keychain, and I think it was like an Islanders keychain, NHL Islanders. Check them out. They're an amazing hockey team. And it was just like a square that said Islanders on it, just like a small little rectangle, and then like attached his keys. And he took it out to, and he showed me one time. He's like, you know what my biggest wish is? And I was like, no. And he was like, I wish this thing was like a little TV and I could watch TV on it wherever I went. And I was like, yeah, that would be amazing. That will never happen. And now every time I'm like watching something on my phone, I'm like, that kid's dream came true.
That kid is so ahead of the curve.
I know. His dream came true. Like, what he imagined happened.
Wait, you reminded me of something.
We have those little TVs now. We don't have tacos that are crunches.
You really reminded me of something special. Oh, I just recalled a memory in which this psychotic kid I went to middle school with bullied me for being Jewish. And I remember, like, because I was, like, you know, I went to, like, Christian school. And I remember, like, he found out I was Jewish or something. And, like, started bullying me on this field trip, and I have this memory of, like, me, like, I didn't know what to do, so I just, like, had to, like, laugh along.
Oh my God.
Isn't that so crazy?
When you have to laugh along, yeah.
That's you have like to laugh along because you're just, like, I don't know what's happening, and, like, I don't know, like, I'm laughing because that's, like, the obvious thing. Option.
Yeah, that was, like, when the kid at a high school party told me his mom thinks I'm gay.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
And I was like, I think, no, I'm not kidding. She thinks you're gay.
Shout out to that mom.
I know. I would love to name her right now.
It's Shrimp.
It wasn't Miss Therry. Who would never say it's Shrimp. Okay. So, should we read you another letter?
Yes.
Right, I'm going to read this aloud. It came to us over text. So,
it's juicy, it's secretive.
Hi, Kat and Pat. Love your podcast so much. I am currently seeking some advice. After four boyfriends before the age of 21, okay, this is a huge brag, I have recently come out as queer and have been exclusively dating and hooking up with women / non-binary people. My friends have been great about it, but the shift has definitely confused my family / acquaintances that I don't speak to as often. Any tips for how to navigate this later coming out, especially after being in so many heterosexual monogamous relationships?
Yes. First of all, congrats on living your truth.
Yes, congratulations.
That's fab.
What do you think, Pat? I came out even later than this, but I do think that for me it was like I had not had any. I had only had one girlfriend, and it wasn't very serious, so that made it easier. But it does remind me of Angelo and how he's been acclimating to his family, because he was like 30, 29, 28, and he had a really serious relationship. And so they struggled to understand how both of those things could be valid. And I think it's a really struggle. But from my little outside perspective in that, I have seen them all sort of just, you know, people grow and people figure it out. You know, you can teach an old dog new tricks, and I think your people's families do figure it out, or they don't, but there's nothing you can do about that. It's not worth it for you to do anything differently because they can't figure it out. You just have to do it and like give them, you know, as many opportunities as you can to like grow and change and learn, and try to be patient as much as you can without, you know, costing yourself any trauma. And and if they figure it out, then they'll continue to be in your life. And if they don't, it's one of those things where it's like they're lost, because they all just have to live with that, you know. But it's to an extent out of your control.
Totally. I had a friend who had like had long-term hetero relationships and then came out in their 30s. Wait, and who? Now I think is engaged. Okay, I'll tell you after.
Okay.
and now is engaged to same-sex vibes. And I know it was really hard on their family. And now it's fine. But I think it's Pat said it right. Like, you've done all you can do at this point. You got to keep being you, baby.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations on even in your short heterosexual career. To rack up that many boyfriends
is huge for this podcast.
It's huge for this podcast. And I can't even imagine how you're doing in this kind of queer space, because I bet it's even better.
Love you, girlina. Okay. Should we do the other text question? I think it's kind of good.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read it. Hey, Kat, Pat, and HPA, our producer Allison. My name's Ivy, and I have a question for you regarding the topic of fucking. Ooh. Here's my question. If you don't use a condom, what do you do with cum? This is such a mystery to me. Am I missing something? Do you just let it drip out when you stand up? Do you try to catch it? Do you sprint to the bathroom and leave behind a cum trail? Do you use some sort of sex towel that you lay out beforehand? I feel like there must be an answer, but I don't have it. Hopefully you guys do. Thanks and love you.
Wait, this is a woman who's being cummed in, or a man who's coming, or a man who's being cummed in?
I believe it's a woman who's being cummed in.
Sorry.
No, I could be wrong. But regardless of the hole, the cum still travels.
I think that as someone who sometimes has came in my hole that I've been given by God, the hole that was given to me by God, which is actually an asshole and an asshole only.
And that's just as good as any other hole.
And it deserves every single right that you could ever think of. it's pretty much stays in. Like, I don't have too much trouble with it dripping. For me, it's more of like, if it's my own cum, or if someone comes onto me, if someone should choose to come onto me, then I think it's more of like, I still think it's sticky enough where I can get to a tissue or something. I don't usually have that much, but Angela always claims I'm going to drip everywhere, but I don't think I do.
It's funny because I just had this convo with a female friend, and I was saying, what do you mean? It just like the cum just like goes in, or if I get up in peace, some of it comes out, but it doesn't like drip out. It's like, it stays until I like push it out.
Maybe you're dealing.
My friend was like, no, it drips out so fast. I have to be carried to the bathroom.
Oh my God.
So maybe everyone's body holds cum differently.
I'm sure everyone's body holds cum differently. For me, it's more of like, I don't want to get too graphic, but if it's happened inside of me, usually won't come out until I choose for it to come out.
Love us worried about being too graphic on our podcast.
I know. Well, just when you're dealing with like, because of the way we've been conditioned, when you're dealing with like sitting on a toilet and something coming out of your asshole, it's like maybe keep that to yourself.
That's society's fault.
That's society's fault for making me feel that way.
I would say whatever works for you, queen, like go to the bathroom, have a towel, like I don't know. What I think everyone does different. You know what? Here's what's so beautiful. Ivy, I think everyone does different things with cum. And it's up to you to find out what works for you and your family.
Well, as like a young, when you're a young boy, like constantly jerking off, you're always trying to find different things to like wipe up cum with. It's a huge part of your life. And I think maybe you can just do that. Like find any old thing to wipe it up with. One of my favorite lines in Bridesmaids is when the blonde woman is talking and she's like, there's cum. She has like all the teenage sons. I'm like, there's cum everywhere. The other day, I broke a blanket in half.
I always think of when she's like, I'm having sex constantly. He hasn't kissed me in 5 years.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
I'm like, damn, she's so good. Anyways, that's that. Now, I think we're about to wrap up. So do you feel hot today?
I don't. I'm having this kind of strange day where I can't quite wake up. I'm feeling lethargic. Mm. For some reason, the AC doesn't really access this room, so I'm dripping in sweat. Gotcha. I'm having diarrhea in a way that really is burning my hole as we kind
of... Totally. And I finally feel... perfectly beautiful to talk about.
On your podcast. And so that's something that just happened. The worst is when it's like, it's even hurting to wipe. It's like, well, at this point, really why don't I just kill myself? You know, at this point, why don't I just kill myself? There's no way forward. There's no way to move forward at this point. it's like, why is it like that? Why is it all of a sudden battery acid, like every once in a while?
I know.
To the point
really
where
it's,
I mean, is there anything worse in the entire world? But anyways, I'm not falling hot for that reason. A marker kind of didn't explode on me. So I don't understand how it happened, but I'm covered in red marker ink, which I have to figure out how to wipe off and clean off myself before Angelo sees it, because he'll make it a whole thing. Like I'm a crazy devil spawn for accidentally having marker on me. And he probably even just heard me say that. So it's already probably, the jig's probably already up. And yeah, I'm not really feeling hot for any of those reasons. And I need to shave. And there's nothing that makes me feel more out of my power than having like kind of like scraggly neck beard. You know what I mean?
For sure, for sure.
What about you?
No.
No.
After I had blood just gushing out of my hand hours ago, and and that's okay.
She had bloody eggs earlier.
Bloody eggs. No. Do you think it's bad that I ate a pickle that was sitting on my table for 10 hours?
No, not at all. For me, if it's not overnight, it's all right.
Okay. That's a good rhyme.
Thank you.
Do you have a crush of the week?
I certainly do, but I can't think of it right now.
Mine's my Montana guide, my dear friend who I love with all my heart, Caroline Reese Nelson. Follow her on Instagram at Big Sky Caroline. She led this amazing women's retreat in Montana, and I can't wait to go back next year. Y'all should check her out and follow her. So she's my crush of the week.
Oh, my crush of the week actually is all the audiences who made Arlington shows, because they were all really sweet and supportive.
That's really good.
There was definitely some cute gays there who I celebrate. They were actually younger than some of us would have preferred, but they were all really sweet, and I really enjoyed everyone who showed up there. Yeah.
Fab.
Yeah.
Are you mad at me?
No, of course not. Are you mad at me?
Okay, not even close. This was heaven on earth.
Beautiful,
okay,
baby
y'all.
Girl.
We hope these letters got you the help you needed. We stan you, and we will see you soon.
We really stan you. We really will see you soon, and we really hope these letters got you the help that you needed.
XOXO.
Gossip Girl.
Seek treatment. Bye. Seek treatment. If you're boring, it's-